Derek Robertson here again at Scottish Learning Festival 2012. And I've been joined with my colleague, Scott Duncan. Scott, you're the RME Development Officer.
Yes, I am, yes.
Now, today you're going to be giving a presentation on the Education Scotland stand about the launch of a new resource, the testimony resource.
Yes, I am.
Now, you've been quite heavily involved in the design of this, haven't you?
Yes, the content. It's been developed over the last year, and it's designed really to support RME practitioners and students.
Now, this is going to be an online resource available from the Education Scotland site?
Yes, it's a standalone site that you can access through the Education Scotland site.
So, it's called Testimony?
Yep.
Why is it called Testimony?
It's called Testimony. Fundamentally, in RME, we're looking at developing beliefs and values, and we're learning about religion, but also learning from religion. Mm-hmm. Testimony is an important part of people talking about their faith, giving their testimony of faith. So, the site looks at key people of faith, and also non-religious stances. So, for example, we look at humanism, and it looks about how these people have put their beliefs, their values, the positions they hold into practice in their life.
Now, as an educational resource, how is it structured? Are there lesson plans, or are there videos, or are there guides, or is it a free resource that teachers can use as they see fit?
It's got lots of different elements in it. It's quite a simple structure, nice and easy to navigate. You can navigate through the different religions and non-religious stances. Within each of those sections, there are videos that teachers can use as stimulus for discussion. There's questions that pupils can work through, questions that teachers can give to pupils as well. But it can be flexibly used, so pupils can work through it themselves and use it as a self-study resource, or teachers can use different parts of it in the classroom. There's also glossaries that teachers can download and use and share out with staff if they want, and pupils, and also the testimonies themselves can be downloaded as PDFs.
Why do we need a website such as this?
There's quite a lot of reasons, fundamentally, there's a lack of RME resources out there, particularly for Scottish RME. Also, the SQA have developed a new flexible award for senior phase pupils, focusing in on investigating religion and also putting values into action. So we've developed the resource to kind of complement the delivery of that new flexible award. And also just to provide primary practitioners with a bit more information about the world of religion to try and build their capacity and understanding and help them in the class.
Well, have you got a bit of preparation to do for your presentation?
I do, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And good luck with the presentation, and I'm sure that people will find the New Testimony website worthwhile.
I hope they do.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.